Hello, my sweet. This session is a hypnosis session called Shooting Wick. I always pick the names for any of my sessions with great care. This is because I know they will stick with you for a long time. Sometimes, even forever. I want you to think about this for a moment. Me, your miss. Picking a bunch of words where any combination is possible, and putting them into a meaningful order. And you, becoming aware of my wordy composition by reading the audio titles, or listener tags, or just by listening to my voice in a hypnosis session as you're doing right now. At this very moment, my words have already taken hold in your mind. It happened without you even being aware of it. My words have already crossed the threshold into the deepest parts of you, as you will soon learn. Somehow, my words are capable of bypassing all of your defenses, and they penetrate your mind so easily and so very deep. They are instantly locked into your brain, and there's nothing you can do about it. You know this is true, because you can recall anything I just told you. Now, think of the power this gives me, the power I have over your mind. This is mind control, my sweet, pure mind control. But that's not all. There is more to it. Once a person is hypnotized and in a trance state, that person gets into a highly suggestible state, a state of mind where he is very open to suggestions. When you are hypnotized by me, I can suggest anything you enjoy, anything you admire, or even better, the things you crave. And you will experience my suggestion as if it were real. In fact, my suggestions are real, and so are your experiences, because reality doesn't exist without awareness. Your awareness creates your reality, and this, right here, right now, this is your reality, created out of all the things that are picked up by your senses. And you, my sweet, have a very sensitive mind and body. So reality is nothing more than how you and your subconscious mind perceive your surroundings. Within your reality, you are constantly searching for those things that mean something special to you. Things that make you feel good. Pleasant things. Things that have your natural interest. And you know which things I mean, because they pop into your conscious mind constantly during the day, and sometimes even during the night while you're dreaming. You are open to new suggestions and open to learning new skills. That is why you are listening to this file. And it could have been any file that you were listening to right now. But you picked this one, and you picked it for a reason. Something has triggered you. Something made you start listening to this particular file. You couldn't resist. You had to listen to it. And that is because I, your miss, was able to trigger you already with just my words. My carefully chosen words made you listen to this session, and you simply couldn't resist. You respond so well to my triggers. All of my triggers, as you'll soon find out. And now that I finally have your complete focus and attention, or, to put it in other words, now that you are fully hypnotized by me, you probably weren't even aware of it. It happened so quickly. you actually slipped into the trance moments ago. Maybe you've been hypnotized before, and you recognize this incredible feeling of relaxation, where your mind goes quiet, and maybe even completely blank. Your breathing is becoming nice and slow now, and you might even experience some of those pleasurable tingles that have the potential to evolve into all kinds of physical stimulation, if your mind is provided with the right suggestions. From this moment onward, it will be so easy for you to let go of everything other than the sound of my voice. The volume of your own inner voice is fading out, leaving more and more space for my voice as I guide you deeper into trance. Your thoughts fade out completely, and your mind becomes so blank that it doesn't require any effort to let my voice become your thoughts. My voice is so crystal clear now, and you will notice that my voice induces a very deep state of trance, maybe even deeper than some of the trances you've experienced before. My warm voice sounds so very pleasant to you, and while you go deeper and deeper into trance, my voice becomes even more attractive to listen to. At this moment, my voice is all that matters to you. My voice is so hypnotic, so attractive, and so seducing. You must keep listening as my words keep coming, as they gently penetrate your mind over and over again. Feel how I force myself deep into the narrow, sensitive tunnel of your attention. How I enter your submissive, dirty little mind over and over again. So very smoothly and so very deep. My low feminine voice sounds so sexy to you. It's all right if you start to feel a bit aroused. I like to play with the growing anticipation in the minds of my horny subjects, and you are definitely a horny slut. Let me slide deep into your mind, slut. It's funny to notice how some words sound sexier than others. Maybe you're the kind of listener that has tiny little ears that prefer small, dirty words like cock or cunt or cum. Or maybe you have tiny ears, but you prefer the big words like edging or denial or maybe orgasm control. How about spontaneous ejaculation? Or hands-free orgasm. Isn't that amazing? How you can actually feel the difference as I shove each of these dirty words slowly into your brain. Now, let's get to the point where things get really interesting. That point, my sweet, is like a flower. A folded flower that is suddenly triggered by a cool drop of rain. As soon as the raindrop hits this flower, it immediately starts to unfold itself. The flower doesn't think or judge. It just responds instantly to the touch of any moisture. Even the slightest droplet triggers the flower to unfold itself and open itself up entirely to its surroundings. It doesn't want to spill a drop as the moisture rains down on its swelling body. And with the slow, rising movement of the stem, the unfolding leaves start to show twitching movements every now and then, like sudden little growth spurts, as the flower starts to rise, as it now fully exposes itself. As if it is being moved by a strong, invisible force, a force that comes from within, a force that is known by every living creature. You can feel it, but you have absolutely no control over it. This is the strong magical force of nature. It is the goddess that controls everything, including you, my darling. And finally, the flower will stand straight up, stiff and tall in all its glory, slowly swaying because of its length and the large head at the tip of the stem, fully exposed, ready for everyone to enjoy. But at the same time, by exposing itself so clearly out in the open, it puts itself into a very vulnerable position. Imagine it being plucked by the soft hand of a beautiful woman. Imagine her pulling firmly at the stem, or even worse, brushing the delicate head with her hand. The moment she touches it, the flower is triggered again. It has to instantly release all of its seeds at once. The woman's hand will cause an explosive reaction just by touching the flower's head alone. The innocent and delicate touch makes that flower feel a sudden, uncontrollable urge to release all of its precious seeds. Its seeds will fly through the air right after the moment of touch. Even a soft breath coming from the woman's mouth can trigger it. The flower doesn't stand a chance. It just can't help it. It's a hardwired reflex, as it must fire immediately, each and every time it's triggered by the slightest touch. Like a shooting wick attached to a stick of dynamite. Once you ignite this wick, it can't be stopped. It will just shoot straight into the stick of dynamite and make it explode hard, instantly. Now, let's get to the real point. The point of you that feels this tight connection to the unfolding flower, instantly shooting its seeds as soon as it's touched. This connection is formed by the strong similarities that can clearly be seen in the primal behavior that you share with the flower. In fact, the comparison between you and the flower is so close that it's impossible to find any difference. Like, there isn't any difference between my voice speaking the words, "rise and shine," and the splashing sensation of a cool raindrop. That raindrop triggers the flower to instantly unfold its full potential. The words, "rise and shine," will trigger your flower directly to expose itself in its full length. It will start to grow and unfold immediately, right after you hear the trigger words, "rise and shine." You have no control over this sudden physical response. It will just happen because your flower is driven by the strong invisible force inside you. The force that you cannot control, but your goddess can. And your flower cannot be stopped from growing until it has swelled up to its full potential. And once your shiny head has fully exposed itself, it will dance up and down, weaving gracefully, swinging back and forth, bouncing like the erect cock of my sweet pet, edging so hard as you're being ass-fucked so very deep and so fast. Imagine riding your goddess's cock like a good boy, humping up and down, moaning in absolute pleasure, your sexy voice whimpering, your eyes open wide, astonished by the extreme pleasure that is now filling your entire lower body. You almost start to collapse because of the ever-growing arousal shooting through your cock and your ass. Looking down at the woman, the goddess that is pressing her cock into you. Yes, This is the type of arousal you will experience as your flower unfolds. The explosive type of arousal that makes you almost shoot your load after just a few seconds. The moment you feel that arousal entering your body, you know that an explosive orgasm is inevitable. It will be so hard to hold back as it keeps building and building. From now on, the words, "rise and shine," will do this to you, instantly sparking that arousal without any hesitation. Once your full size is reached and the head is exposed, you will be in such a state of arousal that you're ready to shoot at any moment. The words, "rise and shine," will get you to that point very easily and very quickly. But what about the other part of the shared behavior? What about the hand? That woman's hand that touches the flower, ready to pull and pluck? Or maybe it's her hot breath caressing the flower that will trigger the release. Imagine a woman positioned between your legs, ready to suck the cum right out of the cock swaying in the breeze. Whenever your flower is unfolded and fully exposed, it becomes so hypersensitive that the lightest touch will immediately trigger that explosive reaction. The moment you hear me snap my fingers while I say the words, "explode," the hand of the woman will come down, pulling firmly on the hypersensitive head of your flower. Can you imagine it coming on command? The word "explode," in combination with a snap of my fingers, will ignite your shooting wick. Your flower will feel like a thick, bare nerve directly connected to the core of all of your arousal. Can you feel it? The cum building in your balls. This triggered response will kick in as fast and as powerful as lightning. You will be unable to stop it, unable to control yourself. You will simply shoot straight away when you hear the word "explode" and the snap of my fingers. Period. End of story. Can you handle it? Coming that hard off a single word? Nothing can hold you back. Whenever you hear me say your trigger word, "explode," in combination with a snap of my fingers, you will do as I say. You will shoot your load rapidly and uncontrollably. Are you ready? It's almost time. The moment I snap my fingers and I speak the word "explode," the mouth of the woman between your legs will start to lick and suck on your swollen head. Is your cock oozing pre-cum, anxious for what's coming next? Is my horny little pet ready? Explode. Shoot your load. Come for me. You will instantly release all of your seed, all of your hot white cum. You will spray it uncontrollably all over the place. Oh, what a delightful, sexy mess you will be. Oh, what a good boy. What a good boy. Even if you had to stroke to come, your miss is pleased. You are now hardwired to rise and shine, and maybe even better, to explode directly on my command. Your subconscious mind has accepted my triggers perfectly. Even if you're still in doubt whether this is what you want or not, actually, if you are still in doubt, my triggers might sink even deeper and take hold even better, especially if this all scares you just a little. Maybe you already regret that you've listened to my programming, because it cannot be undone. From now on, this will be your new life. And the funny thing is, It is so hard not to think about something that you don't want to think about. Because you actively resist, you will think about it even more. And the more you think about it, the deeper it will sink into your subconscious. And the stronger the physical effects will become. Whenever you hear me use one of your horny triggers on you, my sweet. This session is now coming to an end, and I want you to come out of your trance, relaxed, feeling right as rain. As I count down from 5, you will wake up. 5. Slowly, very slowly, you start to become aware of your surroundings again. 4. Fill your lungs by taking a deep breath. 3. Move your muscles and stretch out your entire body. 2. Your consciousness is feeling more and more awake now. 1. Rise and shine.